Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Christmas is coming up. I'm sorry. Thanksgiving is coming up. I'm sorry. Birthdays are coming up. Here's the thing, family. You can't manage what you do not track. You cannot steward what you do not monitor. All these other influencers talking about, go ahead and get the 800 credit score and go ahead and, you know, use other people's money. But there's no point in doing it. Where's my legacy? The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. I'm helping that good man over there at Wells Fargo. I'm helping that good man over there at Bank of America. I'm helping that good man help them out, but what the hell am I doing with my family? So I want to start off today's show by asking you this direct question. Are you feeling like your hard-earned money is constantly slipping through your fingers? Are you feeling like you're going to work Monday through Friday and you're like, what the heck is going on with my money? If that's you, today's video is for you, because I'm excited because I'm going to be sharing 7 powerful strategies that have tremendously helped me retain more of my income. This show to me is going to be a crucial show to all of us who want to really get our money back inside of our hands and take control of our finances. But before we get into these 7 powerful strategies, I want to jump into today's scripture and affirmation. I was reading my Bible earlier today at home for my morning devo, and I left my Bible at home, so I got to go to the computer. I feel naked without my sword in my hand. But today's scripture is coming from Proverbs 21, 21, verse 20, and I have it up here on my screen. It's a simple scripture. We've heard this before, but the wise store up choice food and olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down. Again, the wise store up their choice food and olive oil. The wise store their money. The wise save their money. The wise invest their money. But fools spend it all. But fools eat it all. But fools waste it all. But my E3 family, we are not fools. We are not individuals that's going to waste our money. And I want to start off today with this affirmation. And I want you to repeat this after me. If you're driving, I want you to pause and rewind it. And I want you to hear this, because this affirmation is what we need to be saying every single day for the next 7 days. I am a wise steward of my resources, valuing and saving them diligently. In my dwelling, there is abundance and security, for I manage my treasure wisely, ensuring a prosperous and stable future. I got to say that one more time. Can I say it one more time? I am a wise steward of my resources, valuing and saving them diligently. In my dwelling, there is abundance and security, for I manage my money wisely. I manage my future wisely, ensuring a prosperous and stable future. Listen, about 41% of you all who are currently watching this, you are subscribed to the E3 family. You are a part of the E3 family by simply subscribing to the podcast or subscribing to the YouTube channel. But me and my team was doing some research and we realized that 59% of you all watching this right now are not a part of the E3 family. You're not a part of the YouTube community, of our podcast community, the overall community. I want to ask you a direct favor. Can you please join this family? It's not just about me, it's about you. Because every single day of the week, we are dropping content that's going to help you increase in the areas of abundance, wellness, and freedom. That's why we call it the E3 family, because we're expanding in those three areas. And I want to ask you to hit that subscribe button, hit that bell button, be a part of a family that believes and that we're going to have a great 2024, we're going to have a great 2025, and by 2030, we're not in the same place. We're debt-free, we're wealthy. Join the family. Because I'm telling you right now, it's going to be absolutely amazing. And don't just join it. How about share this video? Hit that thumbs up and share this video with your peers. Share this video with your loved one. Because here's the very first thing that we have to have when it comes to the 7 ways you should be saving in the year of 2024. Here's the very first way. I need you to transition to a high-yielded savings account. Listen to me. Listen to me clearly. I've been talking about this lately, but I do not want to sit here and just fly by this. Why do you have your funds sitting inside of a regular checking account that's giving you 0.05% or is giving you 0.33% when you could be getting an interest rate as high as anywhere between 3-8%? I want you to consider switching your bank accounts to a high-yielded savings account, which is short for HYSA, to maximize the interest earnings on your savings. This step can significantly, I mean tremendously, enhance your future when it comes to, you know, your savings. If you're sitting down and you're saving for, you know, a house, let's say if you're saving for, you know, a car, let's say you're saving to go back to school, let's say that you're saving for an emergency, let's say you're saving for something, you need a HYSA, a high-yielded savings account, because on average, you're going to get 10 times more than what you'll get inside of a regular account. And one of the accounts that I highly suggest is SoFi when it comes to your savings, because right now they're offering 4.60% on a high yielded savings account. As long as you open it up with $50 or more, man, you're going to be able to tap into that. And not will they just give you 4.60%, but they'll also give you $25 to go inside of your savings. So we know that the summer's coming up. We know that you are going to be, you know, going on a summer vacation. Spring break is coming up. And we know that you're going to be going on a spring break vacation. If you have kids, high school graduation is coming up. Elementary school graduation is coming up. We have so many things coming up. Prom, mom and dad, is coming up. And so instead of you just sitting down and just allowing money to sit there and get no interest return on it, why not go and get 4.60%? Last month, I made over $500 with my money sitting inside of a high yield savings account. Christmas is coming up. I'm sorry. Thanksgiving is coming up. I'm sorry. Birthdays are coming up. Special occasions are coming up. And it trips me out when people say, man, Christmas hit me all of a sudden. How? It happens the same day every single year. Man, her birthday came too quick. How? It happens the same day every single year. What does the Bible say? The Bible said the wise store up. The wise save their money. They save their food. They save their olive oil. They save what they value. And if we're going to save, why not get something for saving? And so when it comes to the 7 ways you should be saving the year 2024 and saving money, it's not just you saving money, but why not get somebody compound interest to give you a little bit of money for saving your money? You have a house coming up. Why not? Well, you're trying to buy a house here coming up this summer or later on this year. You know what? Better yet, some of y'all trying to get married. You're saving for a wedding. You need to be putting this money into a high-yielded savings account. The average high yielded savings account. Let me pull it up right now, because this is what I love about having my own show. I can just do what I want to do on my own show. The average savings account interest rate. All right. So let me go down here. The average average. The national average savings rate is 0.46%, according to the FDIC. Meaning if you had $10,000 in a savings account with simple interest, you would earn $460 in a year. With 0.46. Now, let me go over here to my website. You can't see this, but let me go to anthonyoneal.com. Let me go over here to my wealth calculator. And if you haven't been to my wealth calculator, you got to go check it out. So let's just say in 1 year, right? Let's say how much do you have in investments? You have $10,000 in investments. And then you're going to get 4.60% in that. And you can contribute zero monthly for 35 for 1 year, 10,000, 4.6. We got $10,000 in it. All right, 4.60%. That's 0.46. So you can get $460 a year on that, right? Hold on, I'm doing the math wrong here. Hold on a minute, y'all. Hold on. Hold on a minute there. Gotta type this in here correctly on my math here. All right, let's do that right there. All right, here we go. All right. So for the same math, the same $10,000 sitting inside of your account for one year with 4.60%. You're looking at almost $1,000 more of what you'll get inside of a 4.60% compared to a 0.460%. So listen, what am I saying? If you're going to save more this year, I need you to look into a high yield savings account. Some of you are working right now and you're saving to go back to school. And I want to encourage you, as you're saving to potentially go back to school, I want to encourage you to consider a trade school, a tech school. I want to highly consider you all to look into a tech school. And one of the best tech schools out there when it comes to, you know, affordability is Bethel Tech University. And what they are doing is they are offering a micro-credential boot camp that's $5,000 that will get you into the tech field, making so much money within a matter of 9 months. As a matter of fact, I want you to check this out. What's going on, fam? I want to thank my friends over at Bethel Tech for sponsoring today's video. Bethel Tech's Micro Credential Program. Just 15 weeks and you're on your way to mastering in-demand tech skills, setting you apart in today's competitive job market. And the best part, it's all online, 100% online and fitting perfectly into your busy life. Bethel Tech isn't just about tech skills, it's about growing your character through spiritual mentorship and faith groups, shaping you into a Christian leader in the tech world. You'll learn from industry experts geared towards your success. What about landing your dream job? Bethel Tech's graduates are making waves at companies like Salesforce and Dell. And with a price tag of only $5,000, it's an investment in your future that's both affordable and valuable. Are you ready to start? With multiple start dates, there's never been a better time. Visit anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. And step into your tech career with confidence and character. So listen, if you're really saving to go back to school, I would encourage you to check out my friends over there at Bethel Tech. So number one, we talked about looking into a high yield savings account. Here's number two. I want you to optimize your electricity consumption. I'm gonna say this one more time. I'm gonna say it a different way. I want you to cut off your lights. I want you to be mindful of how you're using your electricity in your home. Listen, I got my electricity bill the other day and I was like, what in the world? My electricity bill was almost $600. And I was like, what in the world am I doing? I was leaving some things on. I was running my AC. And yes, I run the AC during the winter months because I actually like to sleep at about 65 degrees every single night. So my electricity runs. I keep it around right around like 65 to 70. Well, 70 during the day. Then I leave it on at 65 at nighttime. But here's the key thing, what I really want us to know is that I needed to make small adjustments, such as turning off our lights when we're not using them and investing in energy efficient appliances, because this could lead to a substantial savings over a period of time. And so one thing that I really do is I make sure that I turn off all of my lights when I leave the home, and I make sure I turn off all my lights at nighttime. I do have a small little plug-in light for like my dog Raven, just in case something was to go down. We have some light inside of the house, but I'm very, very, very particular about making sure that I am saving it. And I remember when I got intentional about really just making sure I don't have on any lights or I'm not using any power unnecessary, my light bill went down. My electricity bill went down from $600 to about $285 a month. That's a lot. I have a room in my house. It's a sunroom that I keep a lot of things on in there. Then like my game room, I kept like my TV on in there. We were shooting out of my house in my studio. So we kept my cameras and all the lights on and the TV on in the studio until Jay came. And then Jay started turning off the lights. And I was like, man, that's actually pretty smart there, Jay. But before Jay, we weren't turning that off. And so when we started turning off every single thing, even when I'm gone from a long period of time, watch this. I turned off in my basement. I unplugged my ice maker machine because that's power. It's consuming power to make ice. And so I turn it off. I dump all the ice out. If I know I'm going to be gone for like, 2-3 weeks or like a month at a time, I'll turn it off, dump all the ice out so I don't have a whole bunch of water in there. And then I'll just turn it off. I got a refrigerator downstairs in my basement too. And I know if I'm going to be gone for a while and there's nothing in it, I turn off the refrigerator. Then when I use it, of course, I'll go in there and I clean out the refrigerator, make sure it's good and fresh. Then I'll plug it back in. What am I saying? I'm being intentional about making sure that I am turning off the light. I remember growing up, and my mom and dad be like, hey, boy, turn off that TV when you sleep. My dad would come in there and turn off TVs. That's power. That's money you spend it. And I think sometimes because we get so comfortable, we forget the small things like power. Like power. How do we save power? That's your AC bill. How do we save that? They say like in the summertime, like let's say for an example, if you keep it on, 72 throughout the summertime because it's so hot, you should possibly go up 1 degree, and then when it's cold, go down 1 degree. Like you want to try and keep it as close to what the outside temperature is that's comfortable for you, so your system is not running so hard. And so, man, listen, going from $600 down to almost $300, that's a $300 investment. That's $300 that I could turn around and invest. That's $300 that I could turn around and invest into, the stock market, invest into more landscaping into my house, invest back into the business, et cetera, whatever that is. I could turn around and invest that $300. As a matter of fact, I want you to put inside the comments if you're watching this on YouTube, how many of you all believe you're honestly wasting money on your electricity bill? Like, yo, you're right, Anthony, I need to. Another thing that I actually just did, actually within like the last month, is because I knew that the summer's coming back around. I had them come out and put brand new, I forgot what they called it, but they put brand new things underneath my door to make sure that the AC stays in. And then also, watch this, I had them put tents on all of my windows in the house. Here's what I learned. If you tint your windows, that's a tax write-off because it's energy efficient stuff. So you'll be able to write off tinting that, and the tint keeps the heat out as much as possible and it keeps the cool air in. And so I'm thinking, what are some ways that I can save? What can I invest into now that will save me money down the road? And so when I started doing my research on like, okay, why am I spending so much money on electricity bill? I found out, hey, if you tint your windows, it's a tax write-off because you can say you're saving energy. Then I went and had them refix all of my doors to make sure that all of my doors have the correct seals on them. So that way we're not letting out AC and heat since not getting in. And here's another thing that I really, really, really love about when tinting my windows that helps me out is that not only does it help me out with keeping my AC in and keeping the heat out, it also protects my hardwood floors. It also protects my appliances and everything that the sun is hitting through those windows. So that's something for you to look into. I don't have a contact. It's just something. I went on Thumbtack, found someone who tents homes for a living, and they came out there and tented my entire home. I think from my home, it ran me about $1,500. But I immediately, even for the wintertime, immediately I saw the difference on my hardwood floors. Immediately I saw the difference of retaining what I have going on in the house, whether that's the heat on or the AC on. Immediately I saw the impact of that investment. Now I have a lot of windows in my house. You may not have a lot of windows. Maybe you need to, my suggestion is tint the part where the sun hits throughout the day. Tint that part and it'll save you some money. Here's number three. I want you to monitor your spending very, very closely. You see, keeping track of our finances and where our money is going is a crucial financial step to becoming wealthy and to really having that true financial freedom. To make more informed decisions, there are three things I really want you to ask yourself in the year of 2024. Okay, there's three main things. Before you spend anything, here are the three things that I ask myself before I do it. I do this with my team. Like, hey, help me understand why we need this. Like, why am I buying this? Just because you know I have the money, just because I know I have the money, I'm not just wasting it. I'm not just spending it. Seriously. Like, here are the three things. I want you to write this down. Do I genuinely need this or is it merely a want? Like, do I genuinely need this new backpack? Do I genuinely need this new car? Do I genuinely need this particular item? Or is it merely just a want? Now, I'm not knocking wants because I don't need this necklace. I don't need this watch. You know what I'm saying? I didn't need it. I wanted it. But I didn't get this and this before I took care of my priorities. I never, not gonna say I never, because clearly I did. But recently, I have not purchased a want over a need. I haven't. I mean, we're in a brand new studio, and if we were to show you all, you know, the studio, you know, my interior decorator, she's like, yo, you need to get some blackout curtains and where they come up and down. I said, no, that's not important. She's like, oh, Anthony, it'll look good. I'm like, I'm not worried about looking good. I'm really not worried. I want to make sure that I'm spending my money on places that we need. I have a staff. I need to make sure that we turn this studio into a money machine so that I can continue paying them, one, and two, that they can make more money. Me spending $5,000-$10,000 on getting blackout curtains in this brand new studio doesn't make financial sense to me because I can take that money and put it into another studio so we can start renting that out. Is it a need or is it merely just a want to help us look good? So if y'all looked into the studio, you would see that we have like sound things in here and they're brown and they're ugly. They're ugly, right? But to me, I'm like, okay, is it merely a need or is it a want? That was a want. It's not something that we need. Here's the second question that I ask myself. Is this purchase within my budget at the moment? So if I identify, okay, this is a need or this is a want, the second question is if this is a need, is this within my budget right now? Okay, you want a new car. Is the cost of the car affordable to you right now? I'm not talking about can I make the car payment? No. I'm talking about if the car is $10,000, do you have $10,000 in your budget right now to spend? And if you do have $10,000 in your budget to spend, once you spend that $10,000, are you stressed? Are you hurt? Are you depressed? My team told me, hey, we need a new board because of the new studio. First question, do we need it or do we want it? I had them tell me why we needed it. If they would have said, hey, we want it and we already have a switcher. No, I would have said, no, we're not going to spend that kind of money on something that we want. Help me understand why we need it. And if we don't need it, just tell me the truth, because I want to spend money on the places that we need. When they told me we needed it, I didn't say yes immediately. I didn't. I said, OK, cool. Give me 48 hours. Because anything above $200, I don't make a quick decision on. Give me 48 hours. Let me look at my budget. Let me look at the company's budget, and I'll let you all know. I didn't tell them that I got the switcher until like a day or two before we was coming to set up. The switcher literally got here the day we were setting up the studio. because I had to make sure that it was within inside of my budget and it wouldn't hurt me and hurt the things that we need to be doing to keep the money flowing. Here's the third question. Can you find it somewhere at a lower price? Can you find it somewhere else at a lower price? Period. I don't have no problem. I'm saying, okay, you know what? They sent me a B&H photo. I went and looked on Amazon. I went and looked on eBay. I'm like, okay, cool, great. Let me see if I can find it somewhere else at a lower price. Here's the thing, family. You can't manage what you do not track. You cannot steward what you do not monitor. And if you're not monitoring your spending, if you're not monitoring where your money is going, if you're just out here, you're just spending money freely and just openly, and you're not tracking what you're doing, you're not asking yourself questions to hold yourself accountable, you're never going to get to the wealth that you desire. And here's something that I really want to encourage you to do. I came out with a tool, you know, called the Wealth Builder, where you're going to be tracking your investments. You're going to be tracking your spending. You're going to be tracking where your money is going. It is simply $10. It is simply affordable. And I want you to get that tool, because if you're not monitoring what you're spending and what you're investing into, you guys, it's not going to be well. Because what's going to happen, which leads us into number four, is that you're going to continue to be racking up debt. Because what you're going to be doing is you're just spending money. You're spending money. You're not saving money. And what's happening is, because you're spending your money, now you got to go borrow money to get that car. Now you got to go borrow money to, you know, take that vacation that you knew that was coming up 6 freaking months ago. Instead of you saving the money in your high yielded savings account, you went and spent your money on a brand new iPhone when you didn't need it. You wanted it. Oh my God, it got 4 cameras.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the back now. Let me get this, because the camera is better. I was like, man, please. This right here is an iPhone 13. Everyone's getting a brand new phone. Oh man, it got the brand new camera on there. Oh, and you can charge it with the same one that you charge up the computer on. I'm fine. I am fine. I don't need to have the brand new phone. I'm not about to sit here and be making payments on the phone. I'm sorry, y'all. I know half of y'all out here making payments on the phone. That is crazy to me. You're always going to be in debt, because they're going to come out with a brand new phone every single year. You're going to convince yourself that you need it. Now you're in debt to your phone, which leads me to number four. You got to eliminate your consumer debt. You got to. In the year 2024, if you're going to be saving wisely, you got to be eliminating your consumer debt. We're aiming for financial freedom. We want abundance. We want wellness. We want We want peace. I'm getting excited. I got to focus here. But we want abundance. We want wellness. We want freedom. And debt robs us of that freedom. And how do we save money? We save money by stop paying other people. Aren't you sick and tired of getting up on Monday, going to work, just to pay the majority of it? Aren't you tired of that? Don't you feel it when you get up in the morning? You go and you brush your teeth, you take a shower, you look at yourself in the mirror to only realize that, man, I am going to work. I am going to work 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours today. So that when I get paid on Friday, 75, 80% of my paycheck is going to somebody else's wealth. It's going to somebody else's family. It's going to somebody else's legacy, and it's not going to mine. Don't you get sick and tired of that? Don't you? I'm gonna pause because I can't hear you, but you can hear me. And I want you to say it out loud. I'm sick and I'm tired of that. And it wasn't until I told myself, it wasn't until I looked at myself in a daggone mirror and I said, I am sick and tired of paying Billy Joe Bob all this freaking money, and I'm coming home and I got to ask my parents for money. I got to ask my friends for money. I remember the day when I had to ask my homeboy for $5 just to get something to eat at freaking McDonald's. But I just got a check for $1,200. It pissed me off. And I don't know about you all, that stuff will piss me off still to this day. All these other influencers talking about, go ahead and get the 800 credit scoring. Go ahead and, you know, use other people's money. But there's no point in doing it. There's zero point. What freedom comes with that? Interest paid out is a penalty. Interest paid to me is a reward. So what am I doing? I'm sitting here and I'm making everybody else rich. I'm making everybody else rich. Wells Fargo rich. Bank of America rich. Y'all know Wells Fargo was a family last name. So I'm sitting here and I'm paying all this money to this joker's kids and grandkids and my grandkids. It's like, well, what the hell, Dad? Where's my legacy? The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. I'm helping that good man over there at Wells Fargo. I'm helping that good man over there at Bank of America. I'm helping that good man help them out. But what the hell am I doing with my family? I'm sorry. We got to eliminate the consumer debt. You got to focus on paying off your consumer debt, because I'm telling you right now, there's so much freedom. There's so much peace. There's so much more that you can do when you eliminate your consumer debt. It feels so good when my pastor says, hey, you know, we're raising funds for Africa. Something happened in Africa, Anthony. We want to, in the church, we want to send. It feels so good that I can go into my bank account and just cut a check for 10, 15 grand. It feels so good when we launched a ministry to help out, you know, other people, we were able to give. It feels so good that in April, we're going to be giving away almost $40,000 right here on this show. We're going to help people start investing into, you know, an IRA. We're going to send people on a vacation, and it feels so good to be a good steward of the funds, because I do not have to pay somebody else. I only have to pay my regular living expenses, and I can be a blessing. And I told God that the moment that I get out of debt and I lay down a solid foundation, that I'm never going back into debt, because I want to be a blessing. So you guys, I want you to prioritize your debt repayments. I want you to get out of debt. If we're going to save more money, one of the key things we can do is we can create margin. We can create margin. And if we can create that margin, there's so much that we can do. And it's just a personal thing for me. I'm not even asking God for $10 million. I say, God, I want to be able to give away $1 million for my company one day. God, I want every single full-time employee that works for me making at least six figures a year. I'm already at three of them. I got two more I got to get there. I've already sat down with both of them and said, hey, here's the plan on how we get you to six figures and more. Here's how we can get you there. Here's the strategy. I'm not just going to pay you that. You're going to have to work. But I got a bunch of 20-year-olds working for me. Here's how we can get you $150,000, $160,000 in the next 12 months. God, I want to be a blessing. God, I want to give. But I couldn't do that if I was drowning in debt and borrowing money. And there's so much you could do. What could you do for your kids? What private school would you take them to? I went to Dubai a couple of weeks ago with a bunch of millionaires, a couple of months ago with a bunch of millionaires who are in my space. And man, just seeing what they're doing. I walked around Dubai. They didn't even know this. They're probably watching this now. But I walked around after I left them. I told them I was going to go home and go to sleep. And I was walking back to my room. I actually ended up walking for about an hour. And just to see the beauty, what is doing in Dubai, I felt something come over me and say, you know what? You and your wife are going to live out of the country for 1 year. So my goal is that when I'm married, hopefully within the next couple of years, my goal is that for 1 year, me and my wife can just move out of the country, go to Dubai, go to Bali, go somewhere. I'm going to Bali for my birthday. And my goal is we can live there for a year. You know why we can do that? Because I don't have any debt. My mortgage will be paid off. I don't have any car loans. I don't have any debt. I'm going to make sure that the company is fulfilling and up and running and y'all are still getting empowered, the content that you all need to empower yourself to get that financial freedom. But it's like when you're financially free, it affords you the opportunity to have experiences that no one else could experience. No one in my family has ever even thought about living out of the country for a year. No one in my family has never been out of the country for longer than 2-3 days. No one in my family has never even thought about going somewhere for a whole month out of the country. But when you have financial freedom, you can do that. Two more things. Here's number five. You got to prioritize maintenance over upgrades. I was sitting down having a conversation with one of my friends and his car needed a huge tune-up. He wasn't doing the oil changes on time, really wasn't taking care of the car. And so when it came time, he got the quote, it was like $1,200 to get the car. And he was like, man, $1,200, man, I can go out there and buy me a brand new car. I could put down $1,500, get me a brand new car. I said, yeah, but how much is the car payment right now? It's only about $600. I said, yeah, but so if you go and trade this car in on top of that, your car note's going to go from $600 to about $750 because you're not going to go down in the quality of car. Clearly, we see this. How about you just maintain? How about you just take care of the things that you have? How about you be a good steward over the few things God has given you and let God enlarge your territory? How about you just maintain what you have? How about you do that? How about? You don't have to upgrade every single thing. Before rushing to purchase the latest and the greatest gadget and the model thing to come out, yo, how about you just take some time to just let the lifespan of your phone, let the lifespan of your car just naturally run out. Someone asked me the other day, man, are you going to trade in any of your cars anytime soon? I said, why? Why? I got two great cars that I absolutely love. These are my dream cars. I got them. Why do I need to trade in them? Because the body style changed. That car is driving great. It got low miles. As soon as that check engine light comes on for an oil change, I take it into the shop. They give me my oil change. They do the maintenance on it. I come back home. I don't have a car note. The car is kicking and running great. But what we're often doing is we want to go get the brand new thing. I'm going to say this, and I don't mean to be offensive to y'all ladies, but it may be offensive. But I this comes from a genuine place because I don't know what I'm talking about here. I'm just repeating what I was told. One lady tells me that she doesn't buy new wigs. She cleans her wigs. She said, Anthony, I don't want to go out there and buy brand new wigs every time I want to step out. No, I just buy like two or three wigs and I just maintain those wigs. And then I maintain my natural hair. I wash them. I take care of them. I do what I got to do to keep them up to quality as much as possible. Then as soon as one wig dies, I can't wash it and clean it and do things anymore. I'll go buy another one. And I thought that was smart. I'm not a woman. I don't know how that works, but I thought that was smart. She was like, yo, I don't need 15 different wigs. Like, I just need a good three. I wash them. I take care of them. I maintain it. your house right now. The reason why some of you all have not had the opportunity. Ooh, I feel this one in my spirit. The reason why God has not allowed you to get a new house, get a new car, is because you can't take care of the house and the car that you have right now. The reason why you have not gotten the pay raise, the upgrade, the business that you really want is because you can't maintain the job and the position that you currently have right now. You cannot maintain that well. Can't. Why don't you have a new phone, Anthony? Because I'm maintaining this one. How are you maintaining your phone? Well, I did some research. We hardly let our phones die completely. So at nighttime, I actually turn off my phone. I let it rest. So it's not running 24/7. Some of us can't even just turn off our phones. But if I turn it off, let it rest a little bit, boom, just like a computer. You got to turn off your computer. I haven't had to buy a new computer in years because I turn it off. I let it sit. I maintain the computer well. I keep it updated. I clean my computer. Some of you all are looking for the latest and the greatest gadgets rather than maintaining what you have. Last point on this point, my uncle pulled up. He pulled up in a 1970-something BMW, and that thing was clean. I was like, "Unc, how in the world does your car look this good and it's this old?" He said, "Boy, I maintain it. I clean it every single week. I hand wash it. I don't take it through that crappy machine thing that it hurts the paint. I get up in it every single week, me and my son, and we wash it. I take it in to get an oil change every single 90 days. It gets an oil change. If I hear something off, I maintain it." I said, "How many miles it got on it?" "Just 320 something miles." "Have you had to replace the engine?" "Nope." "Have you had to do anything major?" "I mean, AC, you know, brakes, tire. A little bit of engine work here and there, but I ain't got no car payment." If you maintain, if you take care of that small thing, God's going to bless you with many. He's going to bless you with many. Here's number six, real quick. You got to automate your savings, you guys. This year, I really want you to get into automating your savings. I want you to set up a transfer to your savings account every single time you get paid. AKA, I want you to pay yourself first. Okay? This was, if you can do this, this will change your life. So I know for a fact right now I'm going to Bali in July for my birthday. I'll be there throughout the entire month. So this, for right now, automatically, every time my check hits my account, I automatically send X amount of dollars to the savings. So I've already purchased the house that I got in Bali, but I know I'm going to want to spend some money while I'm over there, and I got to finish paying for the house too 30 days before. So I already know that that's coming. Yes, Anthony O'Neill knows it's coming. Can I just be honest with you on transparent? I got money, but I like to practice what I'm preaching. So if I know I'm going somewhere, I want to automatically put money into a savings, a high yielded savings account, to where I'm not going to get a whole lot of money. But if I'm going to set aside $5,000 for the trip, for example, well, why not get an extra, you know what I'm saying, $200-$300 for my money just sitting in a high yielded savings account? Because this set and forget approach ensures you consistently save a portion of your income, making it easier to build your savings over time without a temptation of spending it. And so it literally transfers into a totally different high yield savings account that I do not see. I don't even touch a high yield savings account. My CPA actually touches it when we do our monthly meeting. "Hey, you made $500, $600 this month on your high yield savings account. Cool, great." I don't touch that high yield savings account unless it's time for me to touch it for what I was saving for, or unless it's an emergency. So I automatically turn on savings. Watch this. I automatically turn on my investments. And so I'm investing into a 529 for my kids. I don't even have kids. See, oh my gosh, I got to end this show. We're already over time. I don't even have kids, and I'm automatically every single month setting aside $250 into a 529 account for kids that I don't have. And if I never have kids, those funds will be transferred. It will go to my estate, and then inside of the estate, it will go to my nephews and my niece. But if I ever have kids, can you imagine what would happen when my daughter or my son turn 18? Can you imagine the face that they are going to have when I hand them a check for six figures or more, and I say, "I was thinking about you before I even knew your mama. I was thinking about you more than I was thinking about buying the latest and the greatest things. I wanted to save and invest not just into my future, but I also wanted to be a good steward and make sure that I save and invest for you. So it's automatically coming out. 529 is automatically coming out. I ain't even playing with it. I don't even see the funds. By the time my check hits the account, automatically on that day, by the time I get up, my tithe payment is gone, my 529 is gone, and what I've allocated to my savings account are gone. And my investments are gone. I invest into a SEP and an IRA. Five things automatically gone. So now when I see the funds in that account, okay, that's all my money. I can budget for that and go have fun with it because I've already taken care of the responsibilities. I've already paid my tithe. I've already saved and invested. I've already done all that. And boy, I'm trying to tell you right now, it feels good. It feels good when my financial advisor tells me, yo, man, you maxed out all your accounts today. Great. Here's the last thing. Right now, I'm going through a lot of mouth stuff. You know, the teeth in my family are horrible. I brush my teeth 2 or 3 times a day. And I still have issues. I just had one pulled and the gum is healing right now. Then I got to go back and get some root canals done. Then I got to go back and put the tooth back in there because I can't have my back teeth. That's what I eat off of, right? And while I was sitting in there, the young lady, this was so dope. She didn't know me. She didn't recognize me because I'm new to the area, right? It's just so dope. I'm sitting back. She's like, you know, you should get an HSA account. You should automatically have your funds when you get your check automatically put into the Anthony, you know, go to your job and da 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 and tell them you want to get an HSA, which is a health savings account because that's tax free. So what she's telling me is, hey, automatically have your funds go into an HSA. So this way you can pay for this with tax free money because it will come out before taxes. And then I don't have to pay taxes on it when I pay it to them. So I was like, oh, really? And what was so funny is I sat there and I just listened. And I was sitting there laughing because I'm like, I'm already doing that. I've been doing an HSA for like the last 8 years. In that account, I got like $60,000. So for my mouth stuff, for anything medical, I do not have to pay any money for it. When I walked up to the front, the lady said, well, how are you going to pay for it? You going to pay for credit card? You want to finance it? I pulled out my wallet. I gave her my HSA card. She was like, oh, you already have it. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, oh, man, why did you not just stop me? I said, because I thought you was going to teach me something new that I needed to know. And you did. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Automatically saving just makes your life easier because you're not tempted to spend the money. And I think a lot of us are tempted to spend the money and we fall to that temptation. Which this next one that we're going to end on is going to be crucial and super important. But I want to go into this last one with a little bit of caution. Because I think some of y'all would say, oh, this justifies me buying this. No, it doesn't. Here's the last one. I want you to adopt the buy once, cry once method. One thing that I do regret is that I'm the budget guy. I am the let me be frugal guy. In the very beginning, man, why would I go spend, you know, $2,000-$3,000 on a couch when I can go to Wayfair and get it for $150? Then when I get it from Wayfair and I come home and my dog jumps on it for one day, it looks like I only spent $25. or I go to Wayfair and I buy this chair for the office, for the studio. And then after sitting on it for 5 times, moving it around, it falls apart. What am I saying? Well, goes back to ask yourself these 3 questions, right? Before you purchase something, ask yourself these 3 questions. Do I need or do I want it? Can I afford it? Is it within inside of my budget? Where can I buy it for lesser? Here's the 4th question I want to add with this one when it comes to adopt a buy once, cry once philosophy. When I say, can you buy it cheaper? I'm not asking, can you buy a knockoff version of it cheaper? I'm asking, can you get the same thing for a lower price, but the quality is the exact same? What do I mean? I recently bought a projector for my theater room. The tech guy who installed my projector gave me the projector that I should get. He was like, man, it's high quality. It's going to do you well. The projector was like $2,500. I was like, man, I'm not spending no $2,500 on no projector. So I went to Best Buy. And, you know, Best Buy has the, you know, the clearance, open, quality used. So I went on there and I saw one used open box thing for like $450. So I went and I bought it. It worked good. Oh, man, it was working good. Hear me clearly. I was like, oh, see, I saved money. Boy, I'm practicing when I'm preaching. Man, y'all, Super Bowl Sunday of this year, I wake up, it ain't working. It's not turning on. And I'm like, what's going on? And said, well, you went cheap. We installed a high system and you gave it a low quality output. I told you what to get. He was like, Anthony, I know you're the money guy, but now you got to pay me more money to come out on Super Bowl Sunday to fix the crap that I told you to not even get. So now watch this, Anthony. You're going to go back and you're going to go buy that projector that I told you that you would not have any issues out of, that will be underneath warranty, that you will be able to take back if something was to happen. And you got to pay me double the rate because you're taking me from my family. You're stopping me from cooking to come fix the problem that I told you not to have. So, Anthony, do the math. How much money did you spend for your theater room now? I spent $450 for that projector. Crap, died. Can't take it back. Had to go spend $2,500 and then pay him $350 to come uninstall and install the new one. It cost me more money because I was trying to be cheap. There are certain things that we can be frugal on, then there's just certain things you just do not. You spend good money on equality because it will last you forever. It will last you for a long period of time. Because we'll try and get this cheap thing, then we get this cheap thing, and we get that cheap thing, and we get this cheap thing. Then we look back at it, we spent more than just dropping good money on this. So adopt the buy once, cry once philosophy. I teach, hey, buy a quality used car. What would I say? 3 years old. I would never tell someone go get a 15-year-old car because I'm not going to do it. I'm not. Quality items will last you longer. I'll never buy a brand new car. Anthony O'Neill would never do that because, no, I'm not going to spend, you know, $50,000 on a car. And then as soon as I drive it off the lot, it's only worth $37,000. Then when I go to trade it back in, it's only worth $32,000. Now, I'm going to let you do that. I'm going to let you do that. Since you won't listen to me, not you. I'm sorry. Not the E3 family. I'm going to let them do that. And then I'm going to go back and get that same car for what it's actually worth, pay cash for it, and enjoy it. But I'm going to buy once, cry once. I'm going to buy quality. And now I have no problem buying quality things because I know it's going to be worth the experience, number one. And two, I know it's going to last me a long period of time. So listen, we are in a year of really expanding in the areas of abundance, wellness, and freedom. Wow, I'm just completely blown away about how our E3 community is responding to what we're doing this year. And I'm just so grateful for you. These are 7 ways that you should be saving in the year 2024. I pray that this blessed you. I hope this is well. Sorry for going over my time. I'll see you in the next show. Peace out.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.